Father and God in heaven, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the day that you've given to us. Appreciate so very much this evening and another time and opportunity we have to present ourselves before you in devotion and worship. We pray your blessings from above as we not only enjoy friendship and fellowship, but as we sing our songs and read the scriptures. We pray that we'll be strengthened, that we'll be edified, brought closer to you and to one another. We pray you'll bless our fellowship and friendship always. And keep our eyes open for opportunities for ministry and service. Bless us with that ability to seize the opportunity to help one another. We pray for a safe journey on our way home this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the song I'd like to start with on first Sunday evening, 238.
Hey, you are the words and the music. Hey, you are the song that I sing. Hey, you are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. And you are the words and the music. And you are the song that I sing. And you are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
I catch myself humming this song sometimes during the week. And I don't remember all the words, but sometimes it's just the first phrase. You're the words and the music. You're the words and the music. I just do it over and over again.
The neighbors have talked to us.
The neighbors are calling in. Yeah. Number 971.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea. Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
Sometimes I feel disturbed.
Into his death. Therefore, we're buried with him by baptism into death. And like Christ, as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lives, he lives unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us not sin, therefore, reign in our mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those who are alive from dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Let's pray. Our great merciful God in heaven, we thank you so much for your instruction to us, and for the clear and unclear understanding of your desire for us, and for the clear understanding of what you have done in sacrificing of your Son in paying the price that we could never pay. We pray, God, your continued guidance and watch care over us as we continue in our lives, as we continue to try our best to live the life in Christ rather than life in self and sin. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen.
Number 822. First and last.
My stubborn will at last has yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. And this the prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let in me thy will.
first and last.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. And this secret is there to prove my Savior lives.
Amen.
to meet Him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet Him by and by. I want to be ready to meet Him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like Him and do His blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet Him in the glory land. There is one thing I can boast of, salvation from the fall. I'm an heir to wealth and glory, my Father owns it all. That's why I'm shouting happy and go at His command. For I want to be ready to meet Him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet Him by and by. I want to be ready to meet Him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like Him and do His blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet Him in the glory land.
What then? Shall we, because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one that you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from the sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so much for your Son Jesus and the freedom that He has given us to take away our sins. Again, as what was said earlier, He paid a price that none of us could pay. He took our sins and He buried them. And we are just so very blessed to have a living God that cares for us so much that He sent His one and only Son on our behalf. And Lord, it is our prayer that we can continue to be those lights in this world and continue to share the gospel with those that we run across. Just so that they can also know the love that you have for them. And Lord, just continue to be with us as we continue to worship you in song and praise. And again, we always ask, Lord, that you continue to use us in any way possible to be those lights, and also, Lord, to be able to bring you glory through your Son, Jesus. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
606.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just marvels, they're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me,
goes like this, you just jump in when you can. Just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So, number four.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
Brother, for strength or encouragement, that would be beside me, and that's the end of the song on this afternoon.